I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know now for hour number two. Number three on the list, police officers fleeing the job in America. The conviction of Derek Chauvin, the latest in a string of bad outcomes for officers, whether right or wrong, that are chasing police officers off the job into new career paths. Soon there won't be any police left to defund. Number two, Republicans are rolling in the cash. In fact, they've set an all-time single-month record for fundraising, an indication that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, among others, will soon find out they went way too far in pushing radical far-left ideas that America will be rejecting. So far, in fact, they may re-elect Donald Trump. We'll see what happens. And number one, the verdict in the case of Derek Chauvin. Pretty predictable. There really wasn't anyone that rallied to his side after the video of him kneeling on the neck of George Floyd for more than 9 minutes. Floyd died, of course. It's hard to say where we go from here. Many people believe that he was overcharged. That second-degree murder was beyond what was presented, even with the video, which was played over and over again during his trial. 10 hours of deliberations, the jury came back convicting on all charges, including second-degree murder. The video, as you know, was hard to watch. It was the key piece of evidence put forth by the prosecution, played several times. And for those in the streets of Minneapolis, it was a time to celebrate. But for others, where are we? That's the real question. Where do we go from here? Because you would think that with a victory like that, Black Lives Matter and others would say, we've made a step forward. We've held the police accountable. It's time to move America forward. But no, that's not what we're hearing at all. Not from politicians and not from the left-leaning news media that are in the pocket of the Democrats. On MSNBC, they're saying the convictions aren't even justice. The system is not even working. Can you imagine that? After this police officer is convicted on all charges, handcuffed, led from the courtroom, when he's sentenced here in a few weeks, he's facing up to 40 years in prison. 40 years, effectively a life sentence. Not enough, they say. A lot more has to be done. It's frightening. What does that mean? Start with bite number nine. This is the commentary delivered on MSNBC. MSNBC demanding this is not enough. This is not the system working. This is not even close enough. It's frightening because what is it that they want? Bite nine, go.
I'll say this, Nicole. Like I said, I actually always thought that he would be found guilty because it's sort of a cultural makeup call. But I'm not happy. I'm not pleased. I don't have any sense of satisfaction. I don't think this is a system working. I don't think this is a good thing. What this says to me is that in order to get a nominal degree of justice in this country, that a black man has to be murdered on air, viewed by the entire world, there have to be a year's worth of protests and a phalanx of other white police officers to tell one white officer that he was wrong in order to get one scintilla of justice. That doesn't make me feel happy. That doesn't make me feel satisfied. It makes me worry about what's going to happen when these other officers are held on trial. It makes me upset all the more that we didn't have this for Breonna Taylor. It makes me concerned about what's going to happen in the trial for Ahmaud Arbery. So, no. I mean, this is not the system working. This is a makeup call.
This is a makeup call. Really. They are not satisfied at all. In fact, here's where we are with it. Yesterday in Columbus, Ohio, a 15-year-old black girl was shot and killed by a white police officer. The girl had a knife, was attempting to stab two other people next to her, other black girls. She was shot and killed by a white police officer. The mobs descended. The unrest, the unsettling of the community began. Columbus police quickly released the body cam footage. But the remarks on social media, they had pictures of the officer. Look at this guy. He has dead eyes. He's a lustful killer. He's a predator. He shot and killed a black girl to protect her and the people around her from getting stabbed by her. He stepped in to save the lives of others, instantly demonized. Why would an officer in this country, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white, because if you're black and you shoot a black civilian, you get called a racist or Uncle Tom as well, why would they intervene? You're making police second guess everything they do. Why would they intervene with a black suspect? There's a no-win situation there. No matter what happens, it's a no-win situation. That's what has been created now, the narrative that has been created. Listen to Democrat member of Congress Cori Bush. She says the guilty verdicts in the Derek Chauvin case, not enough either. In fact, it sounds like she's demanding far more. Don't expect the violence and rioting to end here. It's early. It's spring. Summer isn't even here yet. Bite number four with Cori Bush. I want you to hear this. Here you go.
Verdict. This verdict is a step. It's a popping of the lock to be able to get to the place where we can open the door and really start to do the work to save lives. And so this egregious murder that happened, we can call it murder now, this egregious murder that happened, it should not be that it has to look like that in order for us to have some type of semblance of what people call justice. This was accountability, but it's not yet justice. Justice for us is saving lives.
Now, all over the country, cities were bracing for violence in case there was an acquittal in the case or in the possibility that there was not a conviction across the board on all three charges. Some wondering openly, did the mob deliver the verdict? Were the people on the jury swayed by the concern that if they acquitted on any of the charges, cities in America would burn? Legitimate questions to be asked. I don't know. I was not in the jury room. Can't answer you that. But from Los Angeles to Boston, they were bracing for the verdict. In Chicago, however, Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she was ready to drop the hammer on anyone who would take to the streets to start looting and burning and committing crimes, as they have so many times when the Chauvin verdict was announced. It is bite number five from the mayor of Chicago. She wasn't playing. Listen.
Don't test us. Don't test us. Hold on 1 second. Let me just finish. We are ready. We are prepared. And we are ready to arrest and bring to prosecution anyone who would dare try to take the dreams of our small businesses by looting. Don't test us, because we are ready. Thank you.
That needs to be the attitude going forward. That needs to be the attitude of Democrat mayors. That needs to be the attitude of chiefs of police in major cities in this country going forward. We can no longer stand idly by and allow people to burn down our cities, to destroy small businesses, to loot and riot. We cannot tolerate that. We can allow justice to turn, and the wheels turn slowly. But for anyone who says what happened in Minneapolis was not justice, well, they're looking for something different. And we have to say no. You're not allowed to burn America down. No. We're going to stop. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.